Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you today?
We are.
We certainly are. There's no question about it. We are one in this regard. I don't know if we're one in all regards. I'm just giving you a rough time. You can relax.
Oh, okay.
So, dealing with contradiction and conflict, how are we going to do that?
Well, we got to have a conflict before we can do that. Are you ready to contradict something that I wrote?
Yeah, I could take on the big one if you like.
Up to you.
The big one here is in your third paragraph, Jesus saying, "What's the point of calling me Lord if you don't do what I say?"
That's a good.
Well, there's a conflict.
Yeah.
And a contradiction.
Yeah.
Because in this podcast, we've said many times that the words that were spoken in the Bible may have been for a different time for different people.
That's right.
Seems like a contradiction. How do I know those words are for me?
I don't know. I can tell you where I go for my answer to that. But
well, it's predictable where you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know exactly where you go. You ask if that one's relevant to you right now. But you use that scripture to, well, I won't belabor it. I'm saying to you that you're using it to give somebody a hard time. Not me, of course.
Never.
No. But what I would like to, the one contradiction and conflict that I have here is you talk about resisting the devil and he will flee from you, and that you say further on down that you have a hard time with the thought of putting out the welcome mat for those things which Jesus said come from an unseen enemy. Well, how do you know that's the source of the problem? And there's lots of ways to resist the devil. I can resist it by turning him around. Maybe he's torturing me because I'm going the wrong way.
Which would be the act of a non-enemy, wouldn't it?
It would seem to be. I mean, in our statement at the beginning of the podcast, we are one. Isn't he part of God?
You could say that.
Okay, and he's working against one particular goal or purpose of God's, but for other ones. Wouldn't you agree on that?
Well, with the example you just used, I'd have to agree with it.
You know, a lot of times we talk about spirituality or spirits in quite a negative way, but, I mean, if those spirits are attacking us, isn't that one way that we're going, one way of telling us we're going the wrong way, or is it always telling us we're going the right way, and something's blocking?
Yeah.
How does this access start?
I don't know.
Seems rather contradictory or conflict.
Yes.
I mean, is there really a battle here?
Well, I have to go with what I was thinking when I wrote that, okay?
Okay.
And what I was thinking was the guy about an email, and I was, I don't care what I said, he wanted to get into an argument. And actually, I agreed. I understood his perspective. Not only understood it, I agreed with his perspective from his perspective because I understood his perspective. He refused to allow me to agree with him, if you understand what I'm saying.
Sure. It sounded like he wanted to fight no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. And so in that instance, what's the point?
Right.
You have contradiction, and that's how I dealt with it. You know, just like sometimes I get to the point with you when you come up with some of your, you don't do it so much anymore, but when we started these podcasts, it was like you were bent on arguing with me, and my answer would finally say, "Okay, Ryan, burn the article and I'll write another one." And, you know, I've been called confrontational by many people. but I know better than to fight somebody that just is brighter than I, one, and two, is probably going to win the argument. So what's the point of arguing?
Okay, we won't argue then. Let's just have a friendly discussion. Going with the flow, what does that mean to you? What is going with the flow?
Well, I don't know what it meant to him, I think, is the issue. I think going with the flow is perfect. But I like to use several examples. I'm going to pick one. There are times when somebody's life is being horribly disrupted by this unseen enemy that Jesus tells us has a one reason, one purpose for coming, which is to destroy our faith and to kill our bodies. Kind of a dual in one purpose. I'm thinking of a lady who had scoliosis. Was in much pain. She was pregnant. She was just going nuts. Her surgeon, doctor, who was the brother of her obstetrician, wanted her to get a consult with him, and he recommended that she have surgery, you know, shortly after the birth. He was going to fuse the bone or something, the spine. This guy is a famous surgeon, and her husband and her came to me, and we dealt with the problem by getting rid of the spirit that was causing it. Her husband described the next day, because after they left me and went home, and he described it in a phone call, that it just kept quivering and quivering and quivering. And the first phone call, he called and said, this thing is still quivering. She's looking in the mirror at it right now. And I said, good grief, stop looking at it. In fact, right now, make a declaration. It is healed. And so he hollers at her. She gets on an extension. And I repeated it. And so they agreed and said they would. The next day, it was gone. Okay. So the doctor wanted to meet me. And he took me into his clinic, and he had one of these plates on a lighted up plate glass on his wall that showed x-rays. And he flipped this light on and showed a pre-healing x-ray where it showed the definite curvature in the spine, and one afterwards that showed no curvature, straight. And he hits the glass with the back of his hand and says, you tell me this is not a miracle. And of course, from there we had quite a conversation. Now, this guy was quite a believer and considered himself to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And he was ecstatic because she was healed. And from that point on, referred some of his patients to me. You have, to me, what you're implying there is going with the flow of letting this stuff continue when it doesn't have to continue. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay. And do you think that that's what the gentleman who was bringing his point to you was trying to say as well?
No. I don't know what he was trying to say, because I could never get to it. I explain my position from 10 different ways, and at the same time say I understood what he was saying and agreed with what he was saying. You know, so he just wanted to make an argument that I was leading people astray. Oh, now that's the point. I think what he was doing was thinking that, well, I don't even know what he was thinking because I couldn't get him to tell it, but it seemed to me that his whole thing was that I believed in the devil, and I didn't have to, and I was encouraging people to fight when they didn't have to fight. So, okay. And maybe that's what you're encouraging too. Is that what you're saying? Don't fight?
Well,
you who have said that you're a fighter.
You know, once you have the issue of scoliosis or sickness or disease, I guess there's a fight that needs to happen. But at some point in time, there's a part of that that could look like going with the flow. And I can only speak from my own experience. So my experience says this. I have this particular muscular pain in the back of my leg, and anytime I run, I aggravate it, and I pounded and knocked and asked and asked and asked for healing, and I keep hearing the same thing. Healing's yours, you've already got it. And I keep pounding and knocking and asking, well, how come I can't go and do the things that I want to do? Well, because I keep breaking it. So I'm not really going with the flow then, am I? I'm not going with the flow of healing.
Wow. Good.
I'm in essence creating my own problem. But how did that door open up for that injury in the first place? Well, I figured that one out too. And I shouldn't say figured it out. There was something that I was doing that I no longer wanted to do. And so I manifested an injury.
Wow.
Now, the problem is, when do you go with the flow? Is it at the beginning? Is it at the end? Is when? I mean, I don't think it's as simple as just going with the flow, or just resist the devil and he will flee from you, and not laying out a welcome mat. It requires almost constant interaction to not get into the problem in the first place. It requires awareness, and it requires prayer, constant prayer. What is this? Anytime something that is out of balance or out of whack, you got to go ask Dad right away before it turns into scoliosis or cancer or whatever, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Amen, brother. We are in agreement. Totally.
So then what appears to be a contradiction isn't really a contradiction at all, is what you're saying.
No, that, I'm not saying that, but apparently that's what you're saying.
Okay, well, what are you saying?
I'm not sure.
Where's the contradiction?
Because you have me confused.
I'm sorry. I apologize. You agree with me, but only because I'm a nice guy, right?
No, because I agree with you because of what you said was a solution to the problem you posed. And that solution was to stay in close contact with the source every step of the way. That's the answer. That's going with the flow.
Okay, so the altercation or the disagreement, whatever word you want to use, between you and the gentleman who is saying that no, you got to go with the flow, and you saying no, you got to resist the devil. He said that he was advocating peace as opposed to doing battle. So what I'm saying is that there's a time to fight, there's a time for peace.
Absolutely. Right on. Period. Period.
Period.
Yes.
And knowing that time requires you go to Dad.
Yeah. Totally.
So if you're not getting what you want, go back and ask again.
And keep asking until you know. Until you have wisdom that you have. There's the peace and there's the flow. Because once you know, once you have clarity, I've had some uncomfortable situations in my life that lasted for a while because they were seeming conflict, and all I had to do was get clarity that what was the best decision to make for this situation. Once
right.
I get clarity, then I go with that. That's going with the flow. What I have to resist is my preconceived notions that don't mean diddle, you know, that come from either a religious perspective or an anti-religious perspective. The word I love, which comes from quantum physics, complementarity. Two things that seem like they're opposing, but they both work. They're both working in harmony. They're not opposing at all. They appear to be opposing. And you get two branches of science that argue over it because their experiments prove the opposite. So they seem to be in opposition. And the way that gets resolved is just to understand both are true. Quit fighting it. That's all. And I think that's what we're saying, isn't it?
I would agree with that statement. The only time there's a fight necessary is if there's some resistance to letting go of preconceived ideas or religiosity or belief, some sort of belief structure that's creating harm in your life.
Yeah. To stuff in my own mind that's creating the problem. Now, that does not negate the existence of spirits who may be causing havoc.
Well, wait a second. Causing havoc. Now, for what?
Well, again, your first seeming thesis in this whole conversation was that they could be bringing you to the place of understanding that you're going in the wrong direction. Therefore, they're instruments at that point of God or the source.
Okay, yeah.
Is that right?
That's my point.
Well, and I agree.
But you have to ask, right?
Exactly. There you go again. The end of all controversy is you going to go to make sure you're getting truth for you, I going to make sure I go for truth for me. What's fun about our relationship is we're committed to being together in this work, play, whatever it is we want to call what we feel chosen and called to do, is we both go. And if we don't have confirmation that we can be together in it, you say no or I say no, but it's no big deal. We don't fight or disagree with it. We just say, oh, okay, then we don't, because in that particular issue, we're not together.
Right.
But we are.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
And there's the paradox, which is what I started out with the article talking about paradox.
Right.
It's a seeming paradox.
Yeah, I've just underlined that three times. A seeming contradiction. So the contradiction is not real whatsoever. It's merely just a perspective issue, is what you're saying.
Yo, perfect. Again, you did it. How do you do that? How do you come up with such clarity? I write beautiful articles, and I can say beautiful because I've got this crazy publisher in Vancouver area, BC, who decides to publish my stuff. So I can't be all bad.
I feel like you're making fun of me right now, Brad.
Really? I'm not. I'm making fun of me.
Oh, okay.
So
dealing with contradiction and conflict, there is none, is what you're telling me. There is none. And the way to deal with it is to go to Dad.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that. You said it, and I thought you said it very well.
Okay.
So I think we're done with our little time together tonight.
Thank you.
And per usual, I enjoyed it.
I did too. Thank you very much. I look forward to your next article, Brad.
Hey, can I add one thing?
Sure.
I still like the one when the guy that told me that in an email that I was a snake oil salesman and the only my salvation was being coupled with you because you straightened me out. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but it's about pretty close.
Somebody said to you that I would straighten you out?
That's what he said. He was thrilled.
Yeah. I think that guy, you probably meant him just coming out or just going into a mental hospital. I couldn't straighten you out.
That could be. Okay, can we go now?
Yeah, good night.
Hey, love you. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.